Let me turn you on to a little known fact, and I know you're going to probably poo-poo it, but it's something that I've found very fascinating in the research that I've done with electronics. It is possible for me to go back in time with an Uzi. Yes. An Uzi submachine gun? Yes. You see, we have such tremendously complicated equipment here at the radio station, and I found that when I get a lumbering start and I actually smash into the equipment, it causes a tear in the time warp. Where's my Uzi here? Let me get that thing handy, locked, and loaded, and ready for action. Tell the construction crew out back to watch it. Let me clear this thing. Spend a little ace in the hole. Verdict time rolls around. All right. Now, when I hit this equipment as hard as I can with my shoulder in it, it causes a tear in the time warp and actually sends me back. Now, the only thing is I can take the Uzi back in time with me, but I cannot decide where I end up. So you never know where I'll end up back in time. So let me get a running start. It's always a pain in the neck when you do this. You got to figure, all right, I see old-fashioned lamps with gas light. Okay, so it's before the turn of the century, thereabouts, 1800s. Horse-drawn carriages, right, before automobiles were commonplace. I seem to be in a seedy neighborhood. Wait a minute. Hookers are there. What? Seedy neighborhood? Gaslit carriages? I think I'm in London. I'm on the south side of... Good God. And wait a minute. There's a man. He's propositioning one of these hookers. He's... Oh, my God. She's following him. He's got a butcher knife. He's cutting her up. I must be back in England in the days of Jack the Ripper. Good God. Oh, my God, that poor woman, that poor tragic woman. Well, I must be here fulfilling history. I remember reading in the history of Jack the Ripper that he was butchering prostitutes, and then all of a sudden he disappeared and it stopped, and nobody ever quite knew what happened. What happened there. Hey, Jack, or should I call you Mr. Ripper? Yes. Put down that torso. Yeah, oh, you got a knife. It doesn't scare me, Daddy-O, huh? And I bet you got no idea what this is, right? Because this is the time of history people were using, like, muskets. We'll have a belly full of these. Yeah, you boo-boo baby. All right, now let me see. History, I can't screw up history here. I can't leave his body. All right, that's it, right? What I'll do is I'll push his body down the sewer. And that way, by the time he washes out at the Thames, the rat... There you go. Yeah, by the time he washes out, the rats are there. They didn't have the forensics back in those days. He'll just be another stiff. All right, kick this knife down there. Yeah. This is great. All right. Ooh. Pity this poor hooker here. Now, wait a minute, is that the constable? Oh, my God. And the fog is setting in. Jeez, I don't want to get caught here. That's the last thing I need there. Here's an unattended horse. Let me see if I still remember what I learned on this thing. Yeah. My God, I'm having two historic happen... two historic happenstances at once. I'm on a horse with no head, and I'm having to steer by sticking my fingers in the hole in its neck.
You blaming idiot! You're riding the horse backwards!
Oh, no!